Good morning. It's May 1st, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. This year's Tony Awards nominations are creating a buzz, with Alicia Keys' Hell's Kitchen and David Adjemi's Stereophonic leading the pack, each securing an impressive 13 nominations. It's a testament to the vibrant and diverse talent Broadway has to offer this season. Renee Elise Goldsberry and Jesse Tyler Ferguson had the honor of announcing the nominees, setting the stage for what promises to be an exciting ceremony. In a notable achievement, Canadian actress Rachel McAdams is nominated for Best Actress for her role in Mary Jane. The musical The Outsiders also made a significant impact with 12 nominations, including one for Canadian choreographers Rick Cooperman and Jeff Cooperman. Other big names in the acting categories include Eddie Redmayne, Jim Parsons, and Daniel Radcliffe, highlighting the star-studded nature of this year's nominees. This year also marks a milestone for female directors, with a record number being nominated. Additionally, shows produced by celebrities such as Alicia Keys, Angelina Jolie, and Hillary Rodham Clinton have received nominations, showcasing the broad appeal and diversity of the productions this season. Despite a slight dip in Broadway numbers from the previous year, the range and creativity of the season's offerings remain strong. The 77th Tony Awards, set to air live on June 16th on CBS and Paramount Plus, promises to be a night to remember. Hosted by Ariana DeBose at Lincoln Center, the ceremony will celebrate the best of Broadway, from Suffs to Water for Elephants, An Enemy of the People, and Merrily We Roll Along. As the nominees express their gratitude and excitement, the anticipation for June 9th in New York City continues to build, promising a celebration of the talent and creativity that define Broadway. In a surprising turn of events, Paramount Global finds itself at a crossroads, with CEO Bob Bakish stepping down amid ongoing negotiations that could reshape the future of the media giant. The departure of Bakish marks a pivotal moment for the company as it explores significant merger and acquisition opportunities. Paramount Global, a titan in the entertainment industry, is currently in negotiations with Redbird Capital Partners for a potential merger with Skydance Media. This move signifies a strategic effort to bolster its position in the media landscape. At the same time, the company is caught in the crosshairs of a potential acquisition, with Apollo, a heavyweight in the private equity space, teaming up with Sony to table a substantial $26 billion offer. These discussions underscore the high stakes involved as Paramount Global seeks to navigate its future direction. Adding another layer to this complex scenario, Paramount Global is engaged in critical discussions with Charter Communications regarding carriage agreements. With the current agreement's expiration extended, the outcome of these talks is crucial, especially with the NFL season, a key asset for Paramount, looming just 4 months away. The stakes are high, as the results of these negotiations could have significant implications for the company's strategic positioning and financial health. As Paramount Global faces these potential changes in ownership and pivotal strategic decisions, the future of the company hangs in the balance. The departure of its CEO, coupled with the ongoing negotiations for mergers, acquisitions, and crucial carriage agreements, paints a picture of a media giant at a critical juncture. The coming months will be telling, as the outcomes of these discussions could chart a new course for Paramount Global. In a twist that could mark a dramatic turn in the career of one of France's most celebrated actors, Gérard Depardieu is set to face a criminal trial over allegations of sexual assault. At 75, Depardieu finds himself in the eye of a storm that not only challenges his personal liberty, but also reflects the broader Me Too movement's impact on the French cinema industry. The allegations against Depardieu stem from incidents on the sets of Les Volets Verts and Le Magicien et Les Siamois. The actor was handed preliminary charges of rape and sexual assault in 2020, with an investigation commencing in December of that year. Among the accusers is a woman who claims Depardieu assaulted her in 2021 and later apologized, and French actress Hélène Darra, who has also accused him of sexual assault. Despite Depardieu's denial of any wrongdoing, the case has led to a significant erosion of public support. Interestingly, French President Emmanuel Macron has come out in defense of Depardieu, a move that has sparked controversy and led to a counterletter signed by 600 figures from the French art and entertainment sector condemning the president's support. The upcoming trial is not just a pivotal moment for Depardieu, but signals a larger shift within the French film industry, which is currently experiencing its own Me Too awakening. Observers note that while Depardieu might still find acting opportunities in Russia, his career in Europe appears to be on shaky ground, with many suggesting it could be effectively over. The situation underscores the growing intolerance for sexual misconduct in the entertainment industry and the potential consequences for those accused, regardless of their stature. Depardieu's representatives and Paris police have been reached out to for comments, indicating that the story is still developing. In a world where streaming services battle fiercely for viewership, Amazon's Fallout series emerges as a formidable contender, captivating over 65 million viewers in just 16 days. This adaptation of the popular video game franchise has quickly ascended to become the second most watched show on Prime Video, striking a chord particularly with the 18 to 34 demographic and marking its territory on the international stage, with 60% of its audience tuning in from outside the United States, notably from the United Kingdom, France, and Brazil. The ripple effects of the show's success are already being felt, with a free next-gen update for Fallout 4 released, further blurring the lines between gaming and television. Yet, despite the series' rapid renewal for a second season, Amazon has kept details under wraps, offering no concrete timeline for Fallout Season 2's premiere, or confirmation on whether production will kick off before the end of 2024. However, the production team's acquisition of tax incentives in California signals that wheels are in motion. Amidst this momentum, it's worth noting that Bethesda, the developer behind the Fallout game series, is not currently developing a new Fallout game, focusing instead on other projects. This has left fans of the franchise seeking more content to turn towards other post-apocalyptic and science fiction series, as well as additional Fallout TV show content, including cast interviews and behind-the-scenes insights available online. The show's success is particularly striking given the divisive nature of the Fallout franchise and the relatively modest size of Amazon's streaming platform compared to industry giants. This achievement not only underscores the series' appeal, but also highlights the potential for video game adaptations to thrive in the streaming landscape. In a move that's set to thrill fans of one of the most beloved stories of all time, Walt Disney Studios has unveiled the first look at Mufasa, The Lion King. This photorealistic prequel to the 2019 remake promises to delve into the backstory of the iconic character Mufasa, with a release date set for December 20th, 2024. The anticipation is palpable as the teaser trailer offers a glimpse into the visually stunning world that awaits audiences. The cast is nothing short of spectacular, featuring Aaron Pierre in the titular role of Mufasa. The ensemble includes stars such as Mads Mikkelsen, Seth Rogen, and Donald Glover, alongside Beyoncé, who not only reprises her role as Nala, but also introduces her daughter, Blue Ivy Carter, in her film debut as Kiara. This casting choice marks another instance of Hollywood's famous parent-child duos taking the screen together, adding a layer of intrigue to the project. At the director's chair is Barry Jenkins, known for his deeply personal and impactful storytelling. Jenkins has expressed his excitement about exploring the themes of friendship, love, and legacy through the tale of young Mufasa's adventures on the savannah. His vision is to expand the narrative in a way that resonates with audiences on a profound level. Adding to the film's allure is the musical genius of Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is tasked with creating new original songs for the movie. His involvement promises an immersive and musically rich experience that aims to captivate viewers and elevate the storytelling. With such a dynamic team behind Mufasa, The Lion King, the film is poised to be a significant addition to the legacy of the franchise. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.